to have Pastor Daniel Shack preach for us today. The topic of his sermon is The Rules Have Changed.
Let me pray for us again as we begin. Father God, we turn to you now because we are people of heaven, and yet we here live on earth. Give us spiritual eyes now and open our ears to understand your word so that we might live truly by faith. Okay. Amen. Back in 2019, my wife Jo and I took a trip back to my hometown of New York City to visit with friends and family.
Okay, 早在2019年呢, 我和太太Jo就回到了紐約的家鄉去探望朋友和家人。
And like every time we go back, we ate a bunch of pizza, went to a lot of museums, and also saw a couple of Broadway shows.
就好像每次回去一樣呢, 我們吃了一堆的披薩,去了很多的博物館,看了幾場百老匯的演出。
We visited a park called the High Line Park in the Meatpacking District.
我們參觀了肉類加工區的一個名為高線的公園。
Now, it is unlike any park I had ever seen before.
它與我以前所見過的任何公園都不同。
It wasn't rectangular or circular like most parks, but it was shaped like a railway stretching 2.5 kilometers around Manhattan Island.
它不是像大多數公園那樣呈圓形或者是方形,而是好像一條環繞著曼哈頓島延伸2.5公里的鐵路線。
Now, my wife Jo and I started at one end of the park and walked down the whole pathway.
那Jo和我就從公園的一端出發,就沿著小路走下去。
There were trees and flowers and exotic plants along both sides. And down by our feet along the path, you can see an ancient railroad track that ran the entire length of the park but hadn't carried a train in many decades.
兩邊都是樹木、花朵和奇異的植物。沿著小路在我們的腳下,可以看到一條很古老的鐵軌。它貫穿了整個公園,但是已經幾十年沒有火車走過了。
How did this park come about? And what is its history? And why was it located in a neighborhood called the Meatpacking District?
這個公園是怎麼來的呢? 到底有什麼歷史呢? 它為什麼會在肉類加工區的區域裡面呢?
Well, once upon a time in the history of New York, the High Line Park was actually the High Line Railway, and it was an important freight rail that supplied the whole city with cargo such as livestock and meats.
Well, 很久以前呢,在美國歷史上,高線公園其實就是一條高線鐵路,它是一條很重要的貨運鐵路,為整個城市提供牲畜和肉類等貨物。
Now the whole area was surrounded by slaughterhouses and meat packing plants.
整個地區周圍都是屠宰場和肉類加工廠。
But then something happened in the mid-1900s.
但是在1900年的中期就發生了一些事。
America built an efficient interstate highway and decided that trucks would become the transport of the future, not trains.
美國政府決定興建了一條高速的、高效的洲際高速公路，並且決定用卡車來代替火車，成為未來的交通工具。
Well, after that, the High Line and the Meatpacking District fell into decline, and less cargo came through the rail, and warehouses and meat plants began closing one by one, and the area eventually became a neglected urban ghetto with abandoned buildings.
此後,隨著鐵路上的貨物越來越少,高線和肉類加工區開始走向衰落,倉庫和肉類加工廠開始一一關閉,而這個地區就成為一個被忽視的城市貧民區,遍佈廢棄的建築。And
finally they turned it into a park.
最後他們就將它變成了一個公園了。Now,
if you were a business owner who worked in New York's meat industry, this is what you would experience.
如果你是一個在紐約經營肉類企業的業主,可能以下是你的經歷。
One day, you would be part of a bustling economic center that made up the lifeline of one of the largest cities in the world.
某一日，你是繁华经济中心的一部分，而这个中心则是世界最大城市之一的主架构线。
And then the next day, someone somewhere changes the rules, and now you are a part of the past.
但是另一日呢，某个地方的某个人改变了规则，而你就成为了过去的一部分。
Now, if you're one of the youth sitting here through service, I think we still have some of the youth left here. Let me tell you about a rule in human life that every single human learns sooner or later.
如果你是年轻的一辈，我想告诉你每一个人听，每一个人迟早都会学到的一些人生规则。
Here's the rule. Nothing stays the same forever, and you must adapt or die.
这个规则就是没有任何的事物是永恒不变的，你必须要适应，否则你就会死亡。
See, what happened to the High Line in the Meatpacking District of New York is a metaphor for how the world works.
你看看纽约市玉雷加工区的高线公园的变化，你就会知道这个世界的运作方式。
The world is always changing, and that means that the rules for lifeKeep changing from age to age.
世界总是在变化紧，这个就意味着生活的规则会随着时代的改变而不断变化。
And you will be told that if you want to be successful in life, you need to keep changing and adapting with the world.
有人会告诉你，如果你想获得成功，你就需要不断适应世界而改变。
How do we live in a world like this?
我们怎样才可以跟得上这个这样不断变化的世界呢？
How do we live and prosper?
我们可以怎样生活？可以怎样才过得更好？
How do we keep from being left behind?
我们怎样做才可以不会被淘汰？
The human life is unpredictable and chaotic, but by contrast, we knowThat God is unchanging and perfect.
如果人类的生活是不可预测同埋混乱嘅 ，sorry， 收得嘅。
If human life is unpredictable and chaotic, by contrast, we know that God is unchanging and perfect.
相反地，我哋知道上帝系不变嘅同完美嘅。
We believe that God is bigger than this world.
我们相信是这个世上帝是比这个世界更大。
And God's plans are not threatened by global disasters or fears of war or inflation.
上帝的计划是不会受到全球性的灾难、战争和通货膨胀的恐惧所威吓。
And so if we are fearful and anxious about our rapidly changing world, then let me suggest that what we need is a heavenly perspective.
而当我们对瞬息万变的世界感到恐惧和焦虑，那我们需要的是天国的视野。
And so let's turn to the Bible passage that we read together.
让我们回到我们刚才所读的圣经章节。
Now Matthew chapter 5 marks the beginning of what is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音的第五章标志着登山宝训的开始。
And in this sermon, Jesus tells us everything we need to know about who he is and what he is about.
在这一篇的讲道中，耶稣跟我们说一切我们需要知道的关于他是谁，以及他跟什么事有关。
Now, at this stage in his ministry, Jesus has already been spending some time preaching and teaching and healing people.
耶稣的事工到目前为止，他是已经花了一些时间去传道、教导和医治人。
He was growing in popularity, and everywhere he went, he was followed by large crowds of desperate people wanting to be fed by him, healed by him, and blessed by him.
他越来越受欢迎，无论他行到哪里，都会有一大群绝望的人去跟着他，希望得到他的喂养，得到医治和祝福。
Now, this was a problem because Jesus' miracles were only one part of his ministry.But his growing fame was making it hard for him to perform the very important other part of his ministry, which is his preaching and his teaching.
咁而家嘅问题系， 耶稣的神迹只是他事工的一部分，但他日益增长的名气使他同很难去履行他事工中其他非常重要的部分，即是他的讲道和教导。
It was essential that Jesus proclaim his message, that they knew not just what he did, but what he was about.
耶稣要宣扬的信息是至关重要的。人群不单只需要知道他做了什么，更加需要知道他跟什么有关。
And so, in verse 1 of chapter 5, we're told that when Jesus saw the crowds, he retreats up a mountainside to find a quiet place to teach his disciples.
因此在第五章的第一节告诉我们，当耶稣见到这许多的人，他退到山上，寻找一个安静的地方来教导他的门徒。
And what does he teach them?
那他想教导门徒什么呢？
Now, remember, if you were one of Jesus' disciples, you would have had front row seats to seeing him do amazing things like raising the dead and calming the storms.
要记得，如果你是耶稣的门徒之一，你是曾经坐在最前面看着他做过的令人惊奇的事情，就好像复活死者和平静风浪。
So now, you need to know, well, what is the point of all this power? Who is going to benefit from it?
那你现在需要明白的是，到底他为什么要彰显这些能力呢？谁才可以从中得益呢？
You would be asking yourself, Jesus says that the kingdom of God has come near, so how do I get into that kingdom?
或者你会自问，耶稣说神的国已经近了，那我怎样才可以进入神的国呢？
See, the one thing that the ancient world had in common with our world today is that nothing stays the same forever.
古时的世界和当今的世界一个共同点就是，没什么是永远都不会改变的。
The rules that apply today might not be the same as the rules that apply tomorrow.
今天适用的规则可能到明天就不会适用了。
And so the most successful people in the world are those who look to the horizon and predict what is coming, and they get ahead of the curve so that they won't be left behind.
世界上最成功的人都是那些放眼未来、预测未来和走在最前面的人，这样他们就不会被这个世界淘汰。
And as you sat there on the mountainside waiting for Jesus to open his mouth, here's what you'd be hoping he would teach you.
而当你坐在山坡上等耶稣开口的时候，或者你是希望他可以教导你以下的内容。
You would hope that he would teach you how to be successful in life.
你会希望他教导你怎样在生活上获得成功。
Jesus, are you planning to overthrow the Roman Empire and establish the kingdom of God?
耶稣啊，你是不是打算推翻罗马帝国，建立神的国呢？
If so, will you let me sit at your right hand?
如果是这样的话，你可不可以让我坐在你右手边啊？
Let me invest early. Get in on the ground level before everyone else.
让我早点开始，比其他人先行一步啊。
Tell me, what do I have to do to inherit the kingdom of God?
告诉我，我必须怎样做才可以继承神的国。
And finally, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, this is what he says.
而最后，耶稣在马太福音第五章的第三节这么说。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So after all that anticipation, who will inherit the kingdom of heaven? The poor in spirit? What does that even mean?
咁喺所有期待之后，边个会继承天国呢？虚心嘅人咩意思啊？
And he goes on, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
跟着他又说，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
第五节说，虚心的人，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Now hang on a second, Jesus. This truth is a bit hard for me to swallow.
麻烦等等，耶稣，这个教导好像真的有点难接受。
Now I know from life experience that the earth doesn't belong to the meek, they belong to the strong. the powerful, the confident.
在生活经验中，我们学到的是，这个世界是不属于温顺的人的，他们是属于强者，有能力和自信的人。
And then in verse 10, Jesus says perhaps the most shocking thing. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
而在第十节，耶稣讲了也是最令人震惊的说话，他说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
I'm sorry, Jesus. I don't think I'm understanding your lesson here.
对不起，耶稣，我想我真的没有办法可以理解到你的教训。
I was wanting to learn how to be the ones in power, but now you are telling me that your kingdom belongs to those who are persecuted?
我本来是想着和你学习如何成为掌权者之一，但你现在告诉我，你的王国是属于那些受逼迫的人。
See, from a certain point of view, Jesus' explanation of success in life seems to be the opposite of our life experiences.
从某个角度来看，耶稣对成功人生的解释似乎和我们的人生经验所得的相反。
The wisdom of the world says that you want to go from poor to rich, from less power to more power.
世界的智慧和我们说，我们是想由穷变富，由弱变强。
But the opening of Jesus' sermons takes our values and seems to flip them on their head.
但耶稣讲道的开头就已经颠覆了我们的价值观。
It's not the powerful who will be blessed, but the poor in spirit.
受祝福的人不是有权势的人，而是虚心的人。
It's not the ruthless who will inherit the earth, but the meek.
继承产业的不是冷酷无情的人，而是温柔的人。
Jesus seems to bless those who don't seem to be very blessed.
耶稣好像要祝福那些弱势的人。
And you know, this is even more apparent when we think about things that he has said elsewhere in the Gospels.
而当我们思考他在福音书其他的地方所说的话，这一点就更加明显了。
In Luke chapter 18 verse 22, Jesus tells a powerful young ruler that it is not the rich who will inherit eternal life,but those who are willing to sell all their possessions and give it away and turn and follow him.
在路加福音十八章二十二节，耶稣话俾一个有权势嘅年轻人听，能继承永生嘅唔系富人，而系嗰啲愿意变卖所有嘅家产，放弃一切，然后转身跟随佢嘅人。
In Luke chapter 9 verses 23, he says that it is not the wise or the successful that will get to be Jesus' followers, but those.Who are willing to deny themselves and take up their cross.
在路加福音九章二十三节，他说，要成为他耶稣的跟随者，不是那些聪明的或者成功的人，而是那些愿意舍己、背起十字架的人。
Everything Jesus says seems to be the opposite of what the world considers sensible.
耶稣所说的一切，似乎都跟世界认为合理的样式相反。
So then,What are we to take away from all this?
咁我哋喺呢啲教导中学到啲乜嘢咧
？If you want to inherit the kingdom of God, you must understand that the rules of this world will never apply to you today, or tomorrow, or the next day.
如果你想继承神嘅国度，你必须明白。这个世界的规则是永远不适合于你，无论是今日、明日或者以后。
See, if you have worldly wisdom, then you will know when to open a meatpacking plant and when to open a park.
试想，如果你是有属世的智慧，那你就会知道应该几时开肉类加工厂，几时开公园。
Your worldly knowledge will help you get rich and be successful in this world now.
你的世俗的智慧应该会帮助你现在变得更加富有，变得成功。
But if you're listening carefully to what Jesus says, then you will understand that worldly riches today is not true blessing.
但是如果你是仔细有聆听耶稣所说的说话，你就会明白今天拥有的世俗的财富并不是真正的祝福。
He says in verses 28 and 29, true blessing is for those who expect insults and persecution and hardship in this life because they treasure their reward in heaven far more.
他在28節29節這樣說,
if you want to be a follower of Jesus, and if you want to live His way, you have to understand and embrace Jesus' values, which are so different and opposite to this world.
如果你想成為耶穌的門徒，如果你想按照祂的生活方式去生活，你就必須明白並且接受耶穌的價值觀，因為這些價值觀和世界的價值觀是截然不同，並且是相反的。
You have to have faith to live differently to everyone around you.
你必須有信心，以不同於身邊每個人的方式去生活。
Friends, I want to say that if you are feeling like the world is changing at a rapid pace, you are not alone in feeling this way.
朋友，我想同你講，如果你感到世界正在急速變化，咁你其實係唔係唯一有呢種感覺嘅人。
If you are fearful or anxious, don't let it lead you to worldly wisdom.
如果你感到恐懼或者焦慮，記得唔好讓佢帶你走向世俗嘅智慧。
Let it bring you to your knees in prayer and dependence on God.
願佢可以令你跪下嚟禱告並且倚靠上帝。
The God who raised Jesus to life is the same God who controls the whole world.
因為使耶穌復活的神與掌管全世界的神是同一位神。
Now I said at the beginning of my sermon that nothing lasts forever and that you must adapt or die, but that was a lie.
我講到一開始講過，生命裏面係冇乜嘢係永恆嘅，你必須適應，否則就會被淘汰。但係呢個係一個謊言。
That's what the world believes, but we know better because we know that God and His kingdom will last forever.
這個只不過是世人所相信的，但是我們很清楚，我們知道上帝和祂的國度將永遠長存。
God's kingdom will be the only one that lasts forever.
神的國度將會是唯一永存的國度。
Now there are things in life that we are all experiencing together, such as inflation and the rising cost of living.
有些事我們一直都在經歷著， 譬如說是通貨膨脹或者生活成本上漲。
Last Tuesday, I went out to the pub with some friends and I saw on a board in their bistro, special, pie of the day, $28.
上個禮拜二,我同一啲朋友去酒吧,咁我喺佢嘅酒館度見到一個牌,上面寫住特價,試日精選餡餅,$28一個。
$28? 有冇搞錯啊?
唔使我翻譯啦。 有沒有搞錯?
What else? Well, many people around my age are finding it to be an impossible dream now to own our own home, well, anywhere that isn't miles and miles west of here.
除此以外,很多我的同齡人都會發現,除非是搬到來這裡向西幾十公里以外的地區居住,想在附近擁有自己的房屋, 幾乎是一個不可能實現的夢想。
There's no denying it at this point. Our city is entrenched in an intractable housing crisis.
在這一點上無可否認, 我們的城市已經是深陷棘手的住房危機。
Now here's one for the youth here. You're still with me? If you are a youth here, maybe this will resonate with you, the following that I'm going to say.
在這裡,如果你是年輕人, 或者你會有以下的共鳴。
Do you know, all around Australia and the rest of the world, many young people are reporting feeling a growing sense of despair and hopelessness about the world because it just seems like everything is getting worse?
你知不知道在世界和在澳洲和世界的其他地方，很多年輕人都表示，他們對這個世界感到越來越絕望和無望，因為一切都好像變得越來越差。
Tell me if this sounds familiar. Global warming is boiling our oceans. Plastic is choking our wildlife. The rich billionaires continue to exploit the labor class and hoard wealth. And of course, let's not forget the ever-growing, ever-present threat of nuclear war.
就譬如話，全球暖化正喺研發緊我哋嘅海洋，塑膠亦都喺度窒息緊我哋嘅野生動物。富有嘅億萬富翁繼續剝削勞工階層，並且囤積財富。唔好忘記，仲有日益增長嘅核戰威脅。
Let me tell you, whether you personally feel this way or not, your classmates do.
我想同你講，你自己個人有冇咁嘅感覺？你啲同輩相信都會有咁嘅感受。
Do you know the youth of today are the most hopeless generation?
呢個世界嘅年輕人好似係最冇希望嘅一代。
What should you do with this news?
當你得到咁嘅信息嘅時候，我哋應該點算呢
？Don't let it despair you, because what is a loss for the world is an opportunity for Christians.
唔好俾呢啲信息打垮你，令你失望，因為呢個世界於世界嘅損失，於基督徒就係一個機會。
Because we know that God is bigger than this world, and we can show the world that we don't fear what they fear.
Because we know that God is bigger than this world, and we can show the world that we don't fear what they fear.
Don't live your life playing by the world's rules. Don't sell yourself out trying to pursue the riches of this present age.
唔好按照呢个世界嘅规则嚟生活，唔好为咗追求世界嘅财富而出卖自己。
Jesus says later in this same sermon in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 that you cannot serve both God and money.
耶稣喺马太福音六章廿四节同一篇讲道里边咁讲：你唔可以既侍奉上帝又侍奉金钱。
Now the rest of the world pursue money.And it brings them endless anxiety and stress and toil.
世上其他人去追求金钱，却俾佢哋带嚟咗无尽嘅焦虑、压力同埋辛劳。
But Jesus says that if you serve God, then you will store for yourselves treasures in heaven that cannot be taken away from you.
但系耶稣讲，如果你侍奉上帝，咁你就会为自己积聚财富在天上。而呢啲財富係冇辦法喺你身上奪走嘅。
Do you know the children and youth of today have a greater opportunity to practice genuine, courageous faith than any generations that came before?
同前幾代人相比，今日嘅兒童同青少年係有更多嘅機會去實踐真誠、勇敢嘅信念。
So, don't fear.Just trust God and rejoice.
所以不要害怕，要相信神，并且要喜乐。
And it won't be easy, because I'm asking you to suffer for the gospel. But I can promise you this: you will live a greater life of joy and meaning than anyone else around you.
呢个并唔系容易嘅，因为我要求你为福音受苦。但系我可以同你保证，你会过得比周围其他嘅人都会更加快乐。更有意義。
What you suffer for, which is treasures in heaven, it'll be worth it.
你所受嘅苦乃是天上嘅財富，係值得嘅。
Let me just say one last thing and then I'll close, okay? Every single thing that I've preached to you here in the last half hour is something that I have been preaching to myself endlessly.
最後一點，我想講嘅係喺之前嘅半個鐘，我同大家宣讲嘅每一件事，都系我自己喺度不停咁同自己宣讲嘅。
Now I won't get into the details, but raising three children in this city in 2024 does come with a lot of fears and anxieties and worries.
我唔会透露太多嘅细节，但系我承认喺2024年喺呢个城市抚养三个孩子，会带嚟好多嘅恐惧、焦虑同埋担忧。
And so I'm no different to any of you.I'm also needing God's grace and His wisdom to put my trust in Him.
所以我同大家冇咩唔同，我都需要神嘅恩典同埋智慧嚟信任佢。
But as I learn to put my faith in Jesus, I want my church to see and learn and do the same.
当我学习相信耶稣的时候，我都希望我的教会都可以这样做。
I want all of us to be a church that is different to the world and that doesn't live by the rules of this world.
我希望我们成为一个与世界不同的教会，并且不是按照这个世界的规则来生活。
I want us to be a church that is not fearful and anxious about the future, but joyful and purposeful about God's mission.
我希望我们的教会不再对未来感到恐惧和忧虑，而是对神的使命充满喜乐和目标明确。
And that's my prayer for you and for our whole church for this year.
这个是我今年为大家和我们整个教会的祷告。
So let's pray.
低头祷告。
Our Father, what you have asked us to do, what you have commanded us to do, is impossible. You have told us to live by faith and not by sight. And yet we feel so helpless and in this world. We need your grace. We need your spirit. We need you to increase our faith in our hearts so that we may be a church who does not live by the rules of this world. I pray for us that we may have spiritual eyes to see you. And I pray for our youth and our children, that they may be prepared to serve you and be useful for you in whatever you ask them to do in their lives. And help us to rejoice and to live with joy because we know of that imperishable treasure in heaven that is in store for us. We long for Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
我们以下接着下来会唱的诗歌就是献上颂赞，这首诗歌提醒我们要提醒我们主是创造天地独一的真神，所以希望我们好像诗歌这么讲，永远爱着上帝，一生不变更，因为这个世界上面没有人好像他这样爱我们。
This hymn reminds us that you are the only true God who creates the world, who created the world. May we love you forever, as the hymn says, and never change throughout our lives, because there is no one like you in this world.
Oh, 大家请站立。
So